礼节美语。
Henry 在公司遇到了同事 Cindy。
Oh man, it's really not my day.
Having a bad hair day?
You have no idea. I woke up late because I didn't hear my alarm. Then I realized I'd forgotten to pick up my suit from the dry cleaners.
So you rushed out of the apartment to go grab your suit and...
I closed the door without taking my keys.
So you're locked out of your apartment?
Yep, but that's only the beginning of my troubles.
Tell me more.
Henry 这天特别倒霉。
It's not his day.
或者也可以说
He's having a bad hair day.
意思都是说这天特倒霉，干什么事都不顺。早上闹钟没听见，起床晚了不说，急着出门去取干洗的西装，一着急忘了带钥匙。
He locked himself out of his apartment.
这里说的
dry cleaners
意思是干洗店，而这还只是个开头，我们接着听。
Well, I was still running late for work, so I hailed a cab. I got here 45 minutes late and had no choice but to wear this t-shirt and jeans.The boss gave me a funny look when I came in, so who knows? Maybe I'll get fired today as well.
Oh, you poor thing. You really are having a bad day.
But it gets worse. As soon as I sat down at my desk, I noticed my wallet was missing.
No way.
Yep, it's gone.
Did you leave it in the taxi?
That's what I first assumed. But that doesn't make sense because I paid the cabbie with money for my wallet.
Harry 出门打车上班，打车可以用动词。
Hail. He hailed a cab.
结果穿着 T 恤衫和牛仔裤就跑来了，而且还迟到了45分钟。
The boss gave me a funny look.
Henry 不巧被老板撞到，老板用很奇怪的眼光看了看他。而这还不是最糟糕的。
It gets worse.
更糟糕的还在后面呢。刚刚坐稳当，他就发现钱包不见了。Cindy 问他是不是落在出租车上了？ Henry 说不可能，因为他下车付钱的时候钱包还在呢，那会丢在哪儿了呢？
So you simply misplaced it?
Nope. Just as I was walking from the cab to the front door of our office building, a guy bumped into me.
Oh no, you got hit by a pickpocket.
Yep. After I put two and two together, I realized that was exactly what happened. He bumped up against me, so I wouldn't notice he stole my wallet.
Cindy 问 Harry 是不是把钱包随手放什么地方了，所以才找不到。
Misplace is spelled M-I-S-P-L-A-C-E. Misplace
是放错地方的意思。Harry 说，刚进公司的时候
，A guy bumped into him.
有人撞在了他的身上。
After I put two and two together.
把丢钱包和被人撞这两件事联系起来，他恍然大悟。钱包是被扒手
Pickpocket
偷走了。 Henry 没带钥匙，又丢了钱包，这一天要怎么过呢？我们下次继续听。